Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Stuff your staff appraisal. Scarlet hurls the wad of paper to the floor. I resign. I accept. The walls don't collapse, but the light bulbs sure zing. Buoyed with anger, Scarlet charges from desk to briefcase, from filing cabinet to cardboard box. She'll back down, says her colleague. You'll both back down. It was the heat of the moment. It was the heat of the moment that gave me the courage. Scarlet dumps the contents of her in-tray, and soon the box is too heavy to lift. I'll join a gym, Scarlet says, scrawling please shred on the side. I've resigned, Scarlet tells her husband, who's at a sales convention in Hong Kong. After Hong Kong comes Milan, Munich and Manchester. You'd better sell a few more non-stick fry pans. What are you going to do now? Live. Scarlet digs the vegetable garden for 6 hours the next day. I intend to be self-sufficient, she tells the organic nursery attendant, and piles plant pottles into a trolley with rapidly stiffening arms. How's the job hunting going? Her husband asks from Rome. Scarlet rotates her shoulders and tries not to wince. I'm gardening, she says, and I thought you were in Milan. A slight change of plans. I've planted courgettes, cauliflower, onions, carrots, rhubarb, celery, radish, spinach, cucumber, French beans, and sugar snap peas. Scarlet draws a deep breath. What about tomatoes? It's you who eats tomatoes and you're never here. Do you have a special gym rate for the unemployed? Scarlet asks the gym receptionist over the phone. She nods as she writes down the figures and next morning sets off in baggy shorts and a Mickey Mouse t-shirt. The gym's up a long flight of stairs. Men with dreadlocks, tats and piercings grunt as they box or heave weights. Women with sweat-stained singlets hunch over exercise cycles and rowing machines. The assessment takes an age and Scarlett's appalled at how poorly she does. I've been digging, she tells the personal trainer, and most days I walk. I'll talk you through your program, he says, and when he passes over her card, a Tanifa ripples his pecs. I went to the gym today, she tells her husband, who's snowed up in Munich. And the job hunting? I had to water the garden twice last week. Don't forget to pay the rates. Scarlet pays the rates the day before they're due. She's deposited her last paycheck into a new account in her own name. The radishes are up, the courgettes are creeping, the celery and rhubarb remain skinny, but the other plants are doing their thing. Scarlet sleeps 10 hours a night and is no longer troubled by dreams. When Scarlet's husband next calls, he tells her the business is hovering on the brink and healthy sales in Manchester are critical to its survival. Back home it rains. The sun shines, it rains again. When the leafy vegetables look sluggish, Scarlet boils up garlic and cigarette butts, applying the potion with a recycled kitchen cleaner dispenser. Each morning, when she arrives home from the gym, she murders caterpillars, then persuades wayward courgette tendrils to turn in the direction of the path rather than smother their peers. The remainder of her day is spent doing very little at all, but evokes a new sense of well-being. Health reports linked Teflon with cancer, says Scarlett's husband from Manchester. Only a last-minute rush on psychedelic potato peelers saved us from ruin. Scarlett tells him the rhubarb's grown elephant ear leaves. Go easy on the gold card, he says through gritted teeth. I've never seen such corpulent carrots. I may stop over in Fiji, the Sheraton. There's a kitchenware fair being held there this month. How's the job hunting going? When Scarlett's personal trainer says she's shaping up and increases her weights, and when Scarlett discovers bones she never knew she had, including a well-proportioned chin, she considers her social life. It's all very well exchanging the time of day with sweaty singlets and organic vegetables, but it's weeks since she had a good laugh over drinks. Hi, it's Scarlett. Her voice wavers as she all but chokes the phone. Sorry? Scarlett Johansson. Oh, Scarlett. I'm a free spirit these days. Care to come round for a drink? After several variations of this conversation, Scarlett persuades an ex-colleague to call round the following evening. She wears size 10 jeans and a snug lurex top. You look fabulous, he says, planting a wet kiss on each cheek. Come and see my garden. Gesturing at this vegetable or that, conducting a horticultural commentary that would rival any racing commentator, Scarlett shows off her crop. What was that you said about a drink? The ex-colleague eyes Scarlett's butt as she plucks out an errant weed. Let me pick you some courgettes first. The more her ex-colleague protests, the more courgettes Scarlett picks. It rained the day before, and wherever she looks, she discovers new ones. When she shuts her eyes that night, instead of her ex-colleague's face, she sees courgettes. The next day, she takes some to her personal trainer, who passes them on to the gym manager, who says, "Your direct debit has rebounded." Scarlett checks her balances online. Gold card and debit. Blue card and debit. Red card and debit too. This leaves her with $200 in her personal account and the power bill's overdue. Scarlett stays away from the gym and eats rhubarb for breakfast and stir-fries veg for dinner and tea. Like some spinach? She asks her neighbour, whose hands reach over the fence. Why not have a stall at the gate? The neighbour says, inspecting the leaves for slugs. The next morning, Scarlett's alarm is the first piping bird. By breakfast, she's displayed the produce on a small picnic table by the front gate. She places an old golden syrup tin labelled 100% organic between the two plumpest cucumbers. When she hears a car pull up, Scarlett peeks through the Venetians. A child leaps in and the car moves off. The third time this happens, Scarlett sets off on a long walk. In lieu of the gym, Scarlett's been taking daily beach walks and collecting seaweed in supermarket bags. Later, she shreds the seaweed with a hand mower and soaks it in brine, then ladles the pungent brew around the drip line of each plant. That morning, she walks twice as far, collects twice the seaweed, even stops off for a coffee. Then, when the anticipation is built to a crescendo, she runs home to rattle the tin. $22 the first day and $34 the next. If it wasn't for the power bill and having to eat something other than vegetables, by the end of the first week, Scarlett would have been able to cough up at the gym. But now she's facing a more urgent problem. What began as an infant garden full of promise and joy is rapidly becoming a jungle. The rhubarb and celery shafts are as thick as her wrist. Waist high last week. This week, the runner beans are chest high and tangling with the sugar snap peas. But it's the courgettes that give Scarlett most grief. Having crossed the path, they're now commandeering the neighbour's fence. As fast as Scarlett picks them, they replace themselves in triplicate. Driffids! She screams. And although her stall does well, the courgettes never sell. Try making pickle or jam, says her neighbour. Scarlett hates cooking, has inherited the hatred from her mother, who inherited it from hers. Stir-frying vegetables is one thing, but making pickle or jam is something else. When the bank closes down the gold, blue and red cards, Scarlett phones the Fiji Sheraton. "Sorry, madam, we have no one by that name staying here." Once she's run out of foul words, Scarlett unearths a cookery book. She reduces a bucket of courgettes, 3 cauliflower, 10 onions and a fistful of spices into a concoction resembling pickle and seals each jar with wax. She marshals the jars along the window ledge where they catch the evening light. Each time she passes, she strokes them and that night starts dreaming again. One jar sells. And when Scarlett and her neighbour sample another, they gag. Then the phone bill arrives. Scarlett composts the pickle, then tries again. This time, she sells 3 jars, and on her 3rd attempt, the customers ask for more. It's been 3 weeks since she last spoke to her husband, and Scarlett's days are so full of composting and pickling, she barely gives him a thought. But her dreams are peopled with men, well-muscled men who listen when she talks. That night, Scarlett harvests 4 armfuls of rhubarb. She checks on the courgettes. "Marrows!" she screams and almost biffs them out. But on impulse, adds marrow to her 3rd batch of rhubarb jam, the first 2 having refused to set. She brands the new jam Rhubarrow, and it sells well. Although Scarlett can now cough up with her gym sub, as well as set herself up in Lycra gym bunny gear, her waking hours are spent manufacturing pickle and jam. She breathes it, she eats it, but never dreams it. Her dreams take her someplace else. Scarlett's ladling a fresh brew of pickle into jars when her husband walks in, skinny, pale, sad. "You haven't answered my calls. The phone's been disconnected. Here, hold this." "Ouch." He tosses the jar from hand to hand. "Steady now." His hand shakes as Scarlett pours. "We're sunk," he says when the first pickle jar's full. "We're bankrupt," he says, slamming the second one onto the bench. Scarlett sucks in a lungful of pickled air. "Try some," she says as the bankrupt word disperses in a cloud of steam. She spreads golden pickle onto crackers and hands him one. "Hmm," he says. "Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm doing away with the front lawn." Scarlett decapitates a wasp. "There were cash flow problems." He helps himself to more pickle. "I shall rotary hoe it and plant it next spring." Then the dollar went through the roof. He swipes a pickle dribble from his chin. "Remind me to get the phone reconnected." Scarlett turns down the element and gives the simmering pickle a stir. "At least the house is in your name." "Shake your leg." Scarlett flourishes the ladle. "We've 2 dozen more jars to fill." Scarlett hums as she reclines on an inflatable lounger in the bar pool of the Fiji Sheraton. She's had her hair braided, each braid fastened with a different coloured bead. Her fingernails and toenails are as scarlet as her name. She paddles poolside to take the proffered phone. "I'm stranded," she tells her husband, "but there's talk of a coup." "You've already been gone 3 weeks. Have you checked for whitefly?" Scarlett kicks in the direction of the pool bar. "The tomatoes have black spot." Scarlett exchanges smiles with the barman, who pops an olive into her mouth. "That's the problem with tomatoes," she says round the olive. "They'll have to come out." The dream that you dare to, why, oh why can't I ooh, ooh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.